Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A lot of nice girls.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. I know I drive up our boss Steve crazy with that. Like, I've never done music radio, I've never been a DJ, but I've listened to so much of it that we all have a sense of when you start talking.
You gotta hit the post.
And Steve hates that. He just wants, like, if you notice the other shows, they just do like, and then they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't do it.
But then they don't get to hear how, 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 how.
Well, I've always thought that the music for DGS is part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before. I think of it like Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler movies, the way he uses like 70s one-hit wonder songs that everyone remembers like, oh my God. Like, that's how we do it.
The needle drops.
Yeah. Anyhow. Thank you. Today, I met about a dozen No One Dies Alone volunteers who signed up through the DGS and took pictures and got to know them a little bit. We did a little visit out of Bethesda, really cool. And we're up to about 90 volunteers now, but we still need more of the Kevin Wheelers. We still need more of the Night Watch. So as you might expect, you know, when we have one tonight. I'm doing the 6 o'clock vigil with a nice lady named Katie, who I just met today. But it's hard to get people to do like midnight through 6 a.m. So if you're an overnight person and you're, you know, one of those people like Wheels, my daughter Phoebe, and you're interested in it, simply go to BethesdaHealth.org, hit hospice, hit No One Dies Alone, and there you go.
Simple.
So... my world collided in a really bad way today.
Oh?
I doubt you guys saw this. So, you know how I feel about Kim Kardashian?
I do.
Right? Did you see the story? You know what I'm talking about?
Kim Kardashian found Bigfoot?
No, it's like that, though.
Yeah?
So, two things. One's no big deal to me. The other, I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. So, Sean, when she said that the moon landing was fake, Sean Duffy, the acting head of NASA... reached out to her online, which pisses me off. Yeah. Sean Duffy, don't you have something better to do with that 2 minutes of your life than to reach out to Kim Kardashian to assure her that we went to the moon? Then the one that bothered me, guess who else were reached out to her? Yeah. Avi friggin' Loeb.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Avi, our buddy, reached out to Kim Kardashian and invited her to be a part of his research on 3i Atlas. So let's just game this out.
That's hurtful. That's
so
what it is.
And that was because she tweeted out, what's the T on this 3i Atlas?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's not an alien ship. But it could be an alien ship. It's one of three interstellar objects we've ever seen in the solar system. It's doing weird things. Today it changed color again, and it's accelerating in a way it shouldn't be accelerating. So it's possible. And so forever we're going to have Kim Kardashian tied to when we met the aliens?
I don't know. Was it with the tone of here, join us, or was it here, come to the front of the class to the chalkboard and show us your interesting theory about...
No. He's trying to get her on his team.
But what is the T on the aliens? I mean, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's just what she said.
You mean T or T?
Like T-E-A.
So that's like a slang term.
No, I know.
Okay.
I thought she misread the I as a T.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be very Kim Kardashian.
Like TI Atlas, which is a calculator, I think.
Dave, have you seen the commercials for Kim Kardashian's new lawyer show?
No. Is this the one that got a zero on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's called All's Fair, and it has received a 0% Rotten Tomatoes rating and called the worst TV show.
Because she has
critics.
No talent. Look, I have wide enough shoulders to admit... She's way better at a lot of things than me. And she's a better marketer, and she's more aggressive, and she can read the media, and she can manipulate. But quit trying to be a talent. You're not a talent. You can't act, you can't sing, you can't do anything. All you can do is be famous, which in 2025 is more important than being able to dance or sing or make people laugh.
How did they get Naomi Watts and Glenn Close on that show? You got two, like, legit people on that show, and it's... Why? They must have paid them a lot, I guess, huh?
I mean, she's a big deal. I think most people would, you know, jump at the chance to do something with her. Super famous, billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
That got me, though, today.
Makes no sense. And, That's tough. I get it, right? Because, you know, to a degree, what you're saying here is hopefully this... I mean, I'm sure what he's thinking is if we can get this... You know, maybe not dummy, but, you know, this goofball to see, oh, yeah, there is legit stuff, then maybe that influences other people that follow her dumb accounts.
Oh, I mean, I think it's even more obvious than that.
Oh, no, I just think
Avi Loeb is like, oh, my God, Kim Kardashian. And, you know.
Avi does like attention.
Yeah, I mean,
well, and that's the way to get
an astronomer, for the love of God.
Yeah, if you're trying to get people interested in your thing, you bring
don't
someone
say
like
that.
Kim Kardashian into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Especially not with her.
So I noticed that I had it on my show sheet, and a couple of you had it on your show sheet. Tom Brady's dog is a clone of his former family dog.
This made me mad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Me too, but here's the thing, though. Like, other people have done this. I forget who the celebrity is. It's a female, but...
I think it's Barbara Streisand.
There you go.
She's cloned like a bunch of dogs.
Yeah, she's done it over and over again.
Stupid.
And I just rolled my eyes at it. But when Tom Brady does it, I guess because I hate him. When Tom Brady does it, I'm like, you're a monster.
Well, it's because he wants to clone himself, I think. That's why we know what's really going on here.
Hadn't thought of that.
TB12.
Don't clone your dog, though. Like, just, it's one, it's weird. Two, it's not the same dog.
It's not the same dog.
It's not
creepy.
The same dog. There
it's
are lots of dogs that
same...
need homes.
I find it so creepy.
And you're like, no, I want the same one. You're not going to have the same one,
it's
dude.
It's creepy because you're cloning the dog, and then you know you're putting the same expectations on
that
dog. Well,
Augie was the best dog I've ever had. I would love to have Augie again. I would never want a kind of Augie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's just...
There's something wrong. It says something. To me, it says something about you that you just can't, like, A, move on, and B, also recognize that a clone doesn't mean it's the same dog.
And Kevin is 100% right. There are a lot of...
There are millions of animals out there that need homes, and you're going to...
10 times as many dogs that need homes as homes that are ready for dogs. And to be like, instead of that, to be like, nah, I'm going to pay like 50 grand to just make a clone of this other dog. It's gross.
Yeah.
Glad you guys agree.
Yep.
I thought I was just being a jerk.
No, and no. I hate Tom too, but it's gross. I don't hate Tom for that as much as I just can't stand the fact that my dude just gets to push himself to the front of the line because he's Tom Brady.
I mean, isn't that the Kim Kardashian thing,
yes,
too?
Yeah. Yes, that's why I hate her, too.
I mean, it all comes back to just like, yeah.
Now she's a world-renowned astronomer.
Yeah. You are important.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, sure.
So, she's not a lawyer.
She's not a lawyer.
But she's doing a show about being a lawyer?
Correct.
Yeah.
But she carries, I don't think I have quite the problems with Kim that like maybe you guys do, but she carries herself as if she is a lawyer.
Yeah,
she like pretends like she's a lawyer. She, to my knowledge, has not passed the bar. So it's kind of weird that she like repeatedly puts herself in that position as if she is a lawyer when she has not gone to law school and has not passed the bar.
Yeah, and the whole California thing, like not having to go to law school, as someone who did go to law school, I think most of us are like, yeah, whatever, chief. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you go and you like intern for these law offices while studying for the bar. So, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of real world experience that can be gleaned. I do wonder, though, if since it's Kim Kardashian, those sheets are maybe getting signed off on a little quicker than they would for the average person.
Gee, I wonder why.
A lot of venom dripping here in the first segment.
Well, I mean, look, there aren't many more things that are frustrating in the world than people who are doing things that they really haven't earned, but it's because they're famous or because they have money.
Yeah, like
where
for the rest of us,
we have to earn everything, and you just get to step to the front of the line.
For example, how many aspiring, astronomy students or whatever would die for the chance to be brought on to his team to research things and make their careers that way. And whether it's, obviously he's not bringing her in to be an astronomer or whatever, but it would be a little frustrating to me if I saw that story while I was like, struggling to find a job and an aspiring astronomer or whatever.
Yep. All right. I got lots of interesting stuff here. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. All right, quick break, DGS.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
My favorite ZZ Top song, great blues tune. Rachel, I'm gonna let you make the choice.
Okay.
You want to talk about spring training or mummies?
I'm kind of feeling mummies right now.
All right. We have discovered 3 mummies that are 7,000 years old, and they come from a part of the Sahara Desert during a time when it was the Green Sahara. You guys know this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 7,000 years ago, the Sahara Desert was like a beautiful rainforest. And these mummies don't match any known DNA.
Oh.
So they're humans. And don't ask me to drill down on this because I can't, because I'm not smart enough. So they are clearly humans. It's not like they're aliens. But they don't correspond to Asian people, African people, European people. They're their own thing. And here's the second thing. People are saying Atlantis.
Ooh.
Because Plato, was it Plato?
Yeah.
Yes.
Talked about the pillars of Hercules or something like that. And they've always thought it was somewhere in the Aegean, but there was something called that in this area. So I don't think it's Atlanteans, but I think it's cool enough that we found humans that don't match us.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
How did you know it was Plato?
Because a lot of the Atlantis things are about what Plato wrote, because it's like the only official historical. And even that, we don't even know if it's actually intended to be historical, right?
Right.
Also, there's not that many of those guys. So if you take the swing on one, you got like a 30% chance of being right.
You're right. It is Plato, but I'm just over here like, how do they know?
It's a new thing. It's kind of like the Rome thing.
Yeah,
okay. Roman Empire.
I would love to high road you right now and act like I'm just that friggin' smart, but it's all ancient aliens.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not our interest in Plato. It's our interest in Atlantis.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Which is way worse and more embarrassing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's not because we know so much about the writings of Plato.
No.
It's because we think that it's cool if there's a big secret city full of aliens under the ocean.
I like the Atlantis.
I do too. It's really interesting.
As well, yeah. It's cool.
This one really gets to me. And this, again, is a bit above my pay grade. But you guys have heard of BlackRock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And over the last few years, when I've done a couple real estate transactions, I've heard that name so many times. And when Nick was selling real estate, he would talk about BlackRock and how they just buy up everything. And they currently oversee $13 trillion worth of properties. And one of the main guys just came out, I think he dropped an article or something, that it's time now for tokenization, digital ID, and social credit scores. So the tokenization, as best I can understand it, is taking everything you can possibly own or have investments in and just breaking it all down to like a pixel kind of thing. You know, like you have 50 million tokens and they can be on all these different things, but it's an easier way to just keep track. I don't know how that's different than money or dollars, but I guess it is. And then we all need a digital ID and probably one in our body. And then the social credit scores. Have you guys looked into this much?
Looking at it right now.
It's really haunting. I think they do it in some countries.
They do it in China.
But it's basically like a credit score, but it also takes into account a lot more from your life, a lot of your personal life.
That could be beneficial, though, right?
Oh, here we go.
Well,
okay,
BlackRock. I'm just saying, if you're like a good person, but you're kind of a screw up with money or whatever.
Oh, no. If you're a screw up with money, you're out.
No, no. Yeah, say they're not going to grade how nice you are.
No, you don't get extra points for being a good guy.
It's basically like what you buy and whether you pay your bills or not.
Isn't that a regular credit score?
That's a regular credit
score. I understand, but it's like an expanded version of that.
Okay.
It's like it's more it takes into account like your earnings, because I don't think your credit score has that.
Are you married? Have you ever been divorced?
Right.
Yeah. Things, personal things.
It's going to be things that can be used to assess your risk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is it illegal to get a divorce?
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, why would that even be?
It's frowned upon.
Okay.
It's sort of a sign of
instability.
Yeah.
For the financial institutions.
What's your level of education?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a way to take a number, like with our credit score, but bring in things about you that people find either attractive or unattractive.
Gotcha. Well, I'm against
it. But anytime a company worth $13 trillion, or probably more than that, 13 trillion properties, who knows what that's
worth. They pretty much own parts of everything.
Scott brings up an excellent point, which is life is hard enough.
Yes, it is, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it
is. I really don't like the digital ID thing being a part of your body either. Like,
I don't like any of it.
I don't want to embed anything into my body and need that to get through life. That sounds an awful mark of the beastie to me. Okay?
Also, kind of similar stuff. Many CEOs, they're calling it cloning themselves, have cloned themselves into an AI. And say that I'm the CEO of Odyssey, and I clone myself into an AI. Now, you're not going to get to talk to me. You're going to talk to my AI clone. And it's happening right now. People are using this so that my employees / subjects can interface with me, but I don't have to see them. I can just let my clone do it. It's a brave new world. Very weird.
Yeah, that sucks too.
The cloning thing, we're not at a point with cloning where it's like, and it shares a brain with Dave. Dave's clone is I don't understand this whole thing where it's like, it's the same thing. No, like Tom Brady's dog, that's not his dog.
No.
It's a dog that has the same like genetic makeup as his dog, but that's not his dog's being inside there. What
it's
is so hard to understand about
basically
this?
A twin.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. Happy Wednesday to you. How's Wednesday feel? Is that about right?
Yeah,
I think it's fine for a Wednesday.
How are the mornings and the evenings treating you with the time change?
I like the sun coming up a little earlier than it was last week. The nights are tough.
Yeah.
I think it's much later than it is all the time.
Yep.
It really is going to hit. It tends to hit me closer to like Christmas.
Yeah.
Because that's when I'm driving home.
In pitch black.
In like full on, might as well be like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, now there's still like a palpable hue in the in the sky.
For you guys.
Well, Mr.
6 o'clock,
Gunner,
it's pitch black.
Mr. I'll do 8 shows a day. Scott Burbank says, I want to go back to the 80s. I had a thought like that last night. I'm going to tell you what I miss, but I think you're all going to tell me that I'm crazy and I would go nuts if that happened. Wheels is the only one old enough to remember this, but you remember the Sunday night movie?
Yes.
So, believe it or not, kids, even before like Blockbuster and all that kind of stuff and Redbox, the only way to see movies were to go to the theater, or on Sunday nights, they would have like a two-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was amazing.
And they made it a big deal,
and they
too.
Made it a big deal.
Yeah.
And then you had like Saturday afternoon Creature Features yep. and Abbott and Costello, but that was it.
Yep. That was pre-cable.
But there was something, I don't know, I guess it's just the classic pining for an easier, simpler time. But I remember the Sunday night movie, like we'd all gathered, like literally gather around the television, like, oh my God, they're showing Patton.
Well, yeah. I kind of, to an extent, I miss like event television, because event television really doesn't exist anymore. Like, you know, you might have like, the new Game of Thrones isn't on streaming until it starts to air on HBO or whatever. But everybody's just going to watch it on streaming, and they're going to watch it 5 minutes after it starts on HBO or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's sort of defeated, like, it sort of defeated the, like, you got to have your butt in the seat and ready to go at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night for your favorite show.
Well, yeah. Isn't that what makes live sports so valuable?
Yes.
Because that's like the one thing we're still doing that
and news.
With.
Yeah, that's super true.
Yep. No, you're right. The big draws are news and sports.
Yeah. For years, Skip Weber's been telling me he only buys news and sports because everyone just forwards through the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Razor's Edge?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You should have stopped there. That'd have been fun.
Yeah. You'd be like, you got that right.
Hold on. I have the wrong folder open. Because I was looking at my stuff. I'm like, this is all old. Okay. Okay. So speaking of live sports, they're going to do another Battle of the Sexes tennis match. And I am extremely excited.
Ooh,
because it's
fun.
Going to be really... It's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out. So the woman is Arina Sabalenka. She's the world number one. She's from Belarus. So she's in that situation where they like don't put her flag up and like just pretend she's not affiliated with Russia. And anyway,
is she the salty one you're telling us about?
The one yesterday.
Yeah. The one with the Karen.
No,
energy.
Not that one.
That's the Danimal, Danielle Collins. Arina, I love her. Like, I really love watching her play. She's had some moments where she's, like, criticized other players. I mean, whatever. It's a complicated
they're
thing.
They're tennis players.
Exactly. So she's the world number one. Who she will be facing is Nick Kyrgios, who is the world number one crybaby in tennis. He hasn't played in, like, several years. And I like Nick, too, but he irks me because he's like, I could win a Grand Slam if I wanted to. He says this all the time, if I wanted to. So you're saying you don't want to win a Grand Slam? That makes no sense. But Sabalenka has won 4 Grand Slams. Kyrgios is already talking like, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about this at all. Women can't return our serves. Well, I think if any woman could, it's going to be Sabalenka. And she's being like extremely respectful and saying like, I'm really looking forward to the match. You know, I respect what Kyrgios does a lot, but, you know, I think we're going to have a good time. So here's how they're going to try to make it a little more even. They each only get one serve instead of two. So mm-hmm. that's supposed to like kind of mitigate the fact
Aces.
That men's serves are like more powerful in general. And then I think Kyrgios is going to have to cover more court than she's going to. So that'll be interesting to see. And I think it's really interesting that they're doing this. I think it's going to happen in 2026.
So let me just react. If I were a woman, I think I would be offended by this.
Why is that?
Just, you know, we're going to have the number one female player play a guy that hasn't even played in years. And he's going to have to cover more
He's
area.
Only 3 years older than her. He's 30, she's 27.
Yeah, I just don't like the whole, clearly you can't beat a really good guy.
Well, no one can beat Jannik Sinner, the world number one. Like, he is maybe, like, I hate to say it, but he might be the greatest tennis player who has ever played. It would be silly for her to play Jannik. Like, it's not going to work out. What I do find interesting about this is the kind of across-the-board acceptance that it's like, yeah, she's going to play a different guy, and we are going to change the rules to make it more even. I'm a little surprised that that's being acknowledged and that's happening. I just find the whole thing like very interesting.
Yeah, when Bobby Riggs did it with...
Billie Jean King.
I remember watching it live. I can see it happening right now. They had folding chairs set up on, I guess it would be Billie Jean's side so that she didn't have to cover as much area. And then Bobby Riggs had to cover the whole thing.
Whoa, but he was like an old guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This, I was kind of hoping it, that this wouldn't be quite as reminiscent, and it's not quite, because this guy's a real player. But yeah, Bobby Riggs was like 50, I think, when he did it, and he was like he was never very good. He was a tennis hustler. Mm. But it was great because he was kind of a jerk. And he really played that part.
That's kind of what's happening here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Kyrgios is like the bad boy of tennis. Of all the bad boys, he is the worst. And if you want like some pretty entertaining and infuriating video, just go to YouTube and search like Nick Kyrgios flipping out or bad moments. This is someone with maybe one of the worst attitudes of all time. And he's such a trash talker. So, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense for him to be the person that she's playing against. Because I think a lot of guys would just be like, no, like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's the upside?
And I'm wrong. It's not happening in 2026. It's taking place on the 28th of December.
Mm. Oh, I mean, I'll watch it. I find it intriguing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Okay, what else can we talk about for Razor's Edge? We already talked about Tom Brady cloning his pet. Did you guys see MTG went on The View? Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I didn't see it, but I heard of it.
First of all, I was surprised that she was welcome on that program, just given everything. It felt like a weird fit, and like I wonder how that conversation went with her team and their producers. But she went on The View, and everybody was agreeing with each other. It was kind of crazy.
Is she trying to rebrand herself?
100%. I think so.
100%.
I think so.
She was the Looney Tunes conspiracy theory, all that, and now she's saying sensible things.
Yeah. Well, I am not handing it to her. I do not gotta hand it to her. I give her zero credit for absolutely anything, but she was weirdly enough one of the first people I felt like to kind of in this second Trump administration kind of be like, hey, this isn't really what we all talked about before we elected you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, we didn't like this wasn't really what we elected you for. And if you'll remember, he got pretty upset with her for that because she was like the first person to go like, this isn't what we all voted on.
Now, I do want to point out, I don't think this is because Marjorie Taylor Greene has necessarily had some sort of change of heart. Mm-hmm. I don't think MTG is going to become a Democrat anytime soon.
Oh, no.
People are speculating that she's taking these stances because the Republicans basically shot down her chances at trying to run for the Senate. And this is kind of like a way for her to get revenge or position herself in the Republican Party as it shifts. Donald Trump is getting older. He's not going to be in charge forever. And I don't know if everyone's just going to like immediately glom onto JD Vance. I think she sees an opening here and she's trying to come across as just like less crazy than she has in the past. But one thing that she's really spearheading is the fact that she wants to release the Epstein files. She says, it seems like very rich and powerful men are being protected, and I will sign anybody's resolution, and I'll get on board with anyone's wish to release those files because this is about women, especially when they were teenagers, victims of rape and sexual abuse by Jeffrey Epstein. And there's a list of men they haven't released yet.
There is, if the goal here is to be senator, like to move up, well, Georgia's changed. Right. It's not like winning your district. Your district is red, 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 red. The state's purple.
Mm-hmm.
And for statewide office, you're going to have to be more appealing to more people.
Yeah.
One other thing she addressed was the government shutdown. And here was her quote there. And I apologize that I didn't grab audio for this. She says, I'm going to pick on Republicans. Republicans never fixed it. I yelled at Mike Johnson last week on our GOP conference call. So, I mean, she's taking a stand. She's definitely positioning herself in a fashion that makes her more palatable to people who I think wrote her off in the past. But it'll be interesting to see how this arc plays out.
What did you guys think of the Erica Kirk, J.D. Vance hug? Mean anything to you?
No, nothing about it.
No.
Did you see it?
Didn't see it. No, didn't see it. Didn't hear about it.
I saw the hand on the back of the head.
Yeah.
What?
Look, I'm not going to tell someone how to grieve for their murdered husband. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, it feels...
But I also, like... I'll say I'll do that.
That may be the most classic Andrew thing.
I'll make a little noise, but I'm not gonna like go in on the poor girl.
I like what you're touching on here, Andrew, because I'm not saying anybody did anything wrong. But if Usha was like, "Yo, I didn't love that hug," I wouldn't blame her. Right. We'll just put it.
Is it weird like the Tom Brady photo with his love when he's in the chair with his kid? You know, is it like that?
Thank you for bringing that up because I'm sure that's what happened. Photographs, whatever. You know, you capture this millionth of a second where there's an awkward moment happening and it can look a million different ways. I'm sure that's what it was. But of course, people on the internet are going crazy with it.
Yeah, haven't seen it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask 150, little Butch Walker for you there in the music. You guys going to be making moon water tonight?
What's moon water?
Well, I'm glad you asked. When there's a full moon, especially a full beaver moon, you take water and you put it in a see-through container. You seal it so the water doesn't go bad. You put it out under the full moon all night. And not only does it hydrate you, but it also connects you to Mother Gaia, puts you in touch with the seasonal flow of nature. And you can see noticeable changes in your life that are unexplainable.
I could use some of that.
Yeah. Just for a Tupperware thing full of water.
I do actually believe this.
How does that supposed to work?
He believes it. Talk to him.
It's called moon magic.
Because moonlight is just sunlight bouncing off a thing.
Yeah, but this one's from the moon.
So yeah, like little,
I don't think you quite get it.
Are little moon particles coming off of that light and joining my water?
Kevin, can you do me a favor? Can you take your headphones off so I can have a normal conversation with Rachel and Dave that doesn't involve your interjections going, well, that's stupid. But what I'm going to ask you is, how do you guys feel about the full moon in general? I am occupied tonight, and I hate it. I do not like being out on the full moon. I like to
interesting
take my big ass home and stay there. I'm very superstitious about the full moon.
Werewolves or like people going nutsy?
People act different on the full moon, man. And I think maybe this comes from my mother, who spent a lot of time working in the emergency room.
Oh yeah, I've heard the
stories. She was an absolute believer that she would be so upset when she had to work like a night shift on a full moon, because she's like, it's gonna be hell.
Well, there's a lot of liquid in your brain, mm-hmm. and as I understand it, that is the theory behind the full moon psychosis.
Really? The tides of our brain are messed up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only explanation I've ever heard. Whether it's a real one or it's just a wives' tale kind of thing. But I do have lots of friends who work in the ER, and every one of them has told me it's absolutely a real thing.
Yeah, but all the studies on it have shown nothing.
Remember when I asked you to take your headphones off, Kevin?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
he left them on.
So there are all kinds of people that swear on a whole bunch of things. But when they're studied, they don't hold up.
Oh, for love of God.
Okay.
According to this, over 100...
You're right. They're all wrong.
Number one, I am just relating to you what the studies have said. This is not my opinion. Over 100 studies have,
you
quote,
read
failed
every
to...
study in 10 seconds. You are friggin' amazing.
It's more than anybody who said that it matters. Not one of them looked at anything but feelings.
Feelings are real, Kevin.
Do you recall, Dave, do you recall asking him? I don't recall asking him.
I remember someone asking him to take his headphones off.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess we believe in witches being for real and curses.
You know that we do. We talk about this every day.
Don't make this glamour witch bake some moon water on your ass.
Seriously. Attempting fate
now. Black cat and a ladder. We're doomed.
I mean, maybe. Can't be too safe. I'm making moon water tonight. That sounds good.
Someone's going to wake up with a smaller weenie.
You guys are all like the pagan chiefs. Like, all these things are real.
Can you imagine what it must be like to be so little fun?
I don't know. I'm laughing.
What was the pagan symbol that the NHL players were getting? Like, and everyone's like, you're worshiping Satan.
I don't remember that.
Oh, we talked recently? About it on the show. Yeah, very recently.
Help us out, Kev. Oh, now he's got nothing.
I got nothing. I don't remember
it. Was like Jobri or something.
Jobu.
Oh, yeah, that's voodoo from a movie, though.
Mm. Yes.
It's from a movie. Jobu was just Serrano's little, what do you call it? Trinket?
Little doll.
Voodoo doll from the movie Major League, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's close. Mm. It's about as real.
So completely real?
Okay. I believe in Jobu more than I believe in Moonwater.
Well, someone's not getting any moon water.
Yeah.
I mean,
someone's life isn't
sense,
going to be changed at all.
In a sense, isn't all water eventually touched by the moonlight?
No.
What?
It's not out.
Where do we get our water?
It's called pipes, dog.
Yeah. Right. Where does it get into the pipes?
You know, ironically, this ties in pretty well to what we're going to do next.
Oh.
I feel like Captain Kirk dealing with Spock.
It's illogical, Captain.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.